When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Our first show after a loss since September. It just doesn't feel right. I was getting ready for Eastbound and Down when we were up big in that game early. It's like, ah, here we go. Another victory.
And yeah, it looked like it was about to be an ass whooping.
It did, and it went the other way. The defense struggled. The special team struggled. Obviously, the quarterback being out had an impact on the game yesterday. What hit you the most? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to the guy who was on the call yesterday down in Landover as the Eagles drop it 36-33. Merrill Reese with us here. Merrill, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're okay, man.
We're trying to get by
here. We're coping.
Wait, you know, it's one loss. It's one loss after 10 straight wins, which are a franchise record. So it's not anything to go crazy about.
We forgot how to do this, Merrill. I think that's part of the problem.
We ain't had this feeling in a while.
And then when you lose Jalen Hurts for 3.5 quarters, it's an entirely different game. Although I will say that I thought Kenny Pickett did an admirable job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, I agree, Merrill. I didn't think he was, you know, sometimes a backup comes in and it's like, oh no. But I thought he did enough yesterday, and he obviously threw the ball there to finish the game to Devontae. Unfortunate drop. Merrill, they just had too many self-inflicted wounds yesterday between special teams. A lot of those kickoffs went to the 40. You know, the Commanders returns, the issues on defense, CJ, GJ getting thrown out, busted plays. It just felt like too many self-inflicted wounds to win a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing when you beat yourself. The thing that bothered me the most were the personal foul penalties, the unsportsmanlike penalties. These are things that are avoidable. I heard Nick say once in a while that if you get a face mask penalty, a lot of times that's just being aggressive and your hand can't help but slide up there sometimes, and it just happens. But these are other things that do happen, late hits and the personal foul, the stuff that happened with Gardner Johnson. It's you cannot do that. You cannot get away with that time and time again. And I have heard the expression, Chip Kelly, who was not my favorite coach, as you know, but he used to have an expression, and it was, play with emotion. Don't let emotion play with you. And when that happens, you are just hurting your team.
Well, it's a very good point. And yesterday, that Merrill, that's what the CJ-GJ ejection felt like. And none of us really understand what happened there. It seemed like he got shoved, but he must have said something. And he already had a personal foul at that point. So the second one means you're out of the game. And Merrill,
well,
they missed him. They missed him there a lot in the second half of that game.
Absolutely, they did. He's an excellent player. He came up with another interception yesterday. He's a terrific player. But you know, when you take one of or unsportsmanlike deals, and they warn you the next one is an ejection, then you just keep your mouth shut and play football. And I like him, and he's a fine player, but the truth of the matter is you've just got to shut up at that point and just play.
Well, you do. Unfortunately, they didn't. And yesterday, Merrill, what was really uncharacteristic, there were a lot of uncharacteristic things of their team yesterday, but the defense, Merrill, in the fourth quarter, 22 points allowed, and I recognize that, you know, the Commanders had good field position on a lot of those because of special teams, but if you had told me when that fourth quarter started the Commanders would score 22 more points, I would have said, you're crazy. They couldn't get a big stop at the end there, Merrill.
No, they couldn't. And it's not just the fact that they've played a mobile quarterback, because they've done that before. They stopped Lamar Jackson. They contended with Russell Wilson earlier in the season. Deshaun Watson certainly was mobile, and they've handled them pretty well. But in this case, there were just too many breakdowns.
Well, there were. And now, obviously, we'll wait to see how this week goes on with the concussion protocol with Jalen Hurts. We're not sure if he could play, great. But if he can't, Merrill, they got a big one coming up Sunday because this division's not clinched yet. And I would like to do it before we get to that Week 18 game. What do you think, Merrill, if they are without Jalen this week, how do you like their chances against Dallas if Kenny goes?
Well, I still like their chances. I do. I still think they can beat Dallas, although Dallas is a better team than they were when the Eagles played them earlier. And the big difference there is Cooper Rush. When the Eagles played him, he was very, very rusty. But now he's making plays. I watched him last night against Tampa Bay. So then they're not going to be an easy out. There's no doubt about that. It'll be a game. But I still like the Eagles' chances.
Yeah, I would too. Back at home, I think they'll bounce back after this one, Merrill. And now it feels like, and it's still not over, but the chances yesterday changed. So it feels like, Merrill, the 2 seed is where we're going to be, which could set up, Merrill, a rematch against the Commanders in a few weeks in the 2-7 game. That would be interesting to see a team for the third time, you know, in a few weeks here.
Love to see it. I'd love to see the Commanders here come in for the Eagles' first playoff game, and I'd feel very confident about it.
I would, too. Get healthy and beat them for this time and beat them 2-1 this season. Merrill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great week. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show.
Thank you, and the best to both of you and your families.
Thank you. There he goes, Merrill Reese. Yeah, he's right. Maybe we're a little over the top, but we forgot how to react.
Yeah, we haven't lost like this in a while. And plus, it's to the Commodores, man. We got punched in the mouth yesterday. I mean, we did, and they out-physicaled us. I mean, that's the reality of it. And it's unfortunate because we're coming off a game where we out-physical somebody else,
yeah.
And then we got out-physical. It happens. I just think it was one of those things. It's the perfect storm. We played two bullies back-to-back. We got the first one. We didn't get the second one. And that's the reality of it. And from what I'm hearing, there's a good chance we might see him again. Can't wait. You know, going into the playoffs, we're going to see him again. They're going to be here. Can't wait.
It does make that, and we're going to get to some scenarios coming up with the playoff machine and kind of what happened yesterday, spin it forward. It does make that potential third game have a little extra juice, right?
Yeah.
If the Eagles had won yesterday and they played them again, you know, it would have been the playoffs, so it's a huge game anyway, and in third time. But, like, losing yesterday almost adds a little extra juice to what probably will be the first-round matchup.
So you're not scared of a third meeting?
No.
Not anymore.
Why is that? Because Jalen Hurts will probably be playing?
Because I expect the Eagles to play better.
Oh, because why? Yeah, why is that?
Well, I expect the quarterback play to be a little better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I expect
and
the
everything else
to
sort of fall into place after that. Right?
Or they'll just play better. I expect Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Mm. How about Merrill there? That was pretty strong for Merrill. I mean, he's right about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Like, I don't know what happened to you on the play he got ejected. Mm. And people have looked at the replay and said he got shoved, and yet he's the one that got thrown out. But it's just like in the NBA. When you get that first technical, you got to be careful.
Yeah. And he probably has a little bit of a reputation.
A little.
You know,
a lot.
And people see that, and he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Because what I saw, he didn't say nothing. I don't know what he said, you know, verbally, but he got hit, and he gets put out the game, and it's like,
And they missed him. I mean, they really did. I mean, I think on one of the touchdowns as Zacchaeus, McCollum was trying to cover him. That didn't work out. And then I have to imagine that play where they had too many men on the field. There's got to be some miscommunication there because you don't have your normal guys back there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react here. Biggest reason the Eagles lost yesterday. I don't think it was the picket thing. I think the defense, special teams, way bigger deals yesterday. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, that 36 points on the board for the Commanders. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, man?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, it ain't the end of the world. That's what's up. I mean, listen, I didn't want no parts of this team a third time last week when you guys were talking about it. But now that we lost to them last night or yesterday, I can't wait to see them again in January. I just can't wait because, now I think that, you know, that loss is going to be in the back of our minds and we are going to kick their ass when they come in here in a wild card matchup.
I agree, Chuck. I think it could be a good thing. If we see him again, yeah. I think it almost would reinvigorate the Eagles, and they'd be locked in to beat them next time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad. I'm not glad that we took a loss yesterday. But I'm going to tell you this, right? Nobody's mentioning this. But, I watched that game yesterday, and Nick Sirianni, this is not the reason why we lost, but he kicked a field goal. It was 4th and 7. He was going for it on 4th downs the whole drive. To get us in field goal range, 4th and 7, and he kicked the field goal to put us up by 2 points. Now, I'm not saying that's why we lost the game. I'm just saying, again, when you start to do stuff like that, you have a mentality of not losing the game opposed to going out and trying to win that game. And I just felt like if you were going for it on fourth down that whole drive, why you stop right there? It was a 50-yarder. It wasn't a guarantee where your kicker's been kicking the ball. And it was cold. And it only put us up by 2 points. So I'm just saying, that's something to watch. And you get in big games and big moments, he shrivels up. And that's why I don't trust him as a head coach. But that's one thing, though. But I love this defense. Demolition Green. I'm still Demolition Green all day. That's the name of that Gators defense, and I'm sticking with it. I love this defense. I'm not blaming it solely on them. They played well all year long. And like I said, if we played them again, we'd beat them. But the lack of pass rush, we need a pass rusher.
Yep.
And they need to go after Myles Garrett this offseason if he's available, because he wants out of Cleveland.
Oh, I know. He's already talking about – yeah, he doesn't want to be part of any more rebuilds. Chuck, that name's going to come up a lot this offseason. I think your feeling is right on that.
Yeah. Go after him. I mean, get whatever you can to get him in here, because that will solidify this defense to no end. But another thing is, when we play them again, I need these pass rushers to play. Look, these guys just rushed this guy just willy-nilly. You know, at 3rd and 11, they gave a 30-yard run. And I said it to the guy, to one of my homies I was watching the game. What I said, man, watch this guy run for this first down. He rushed for the first down and more. They don't. When you rush him, you got to hold containment like you do with Lamar Jackson, you know, Mike Vick, any of those type of quarterbacks. You got to hold, because he could take off on you. They're just rushing willy-nilly, and it's open lanes for this guy to run in and get a first down, and it just kills us, man. Time and time again, it was a backbreaker, man. But I just, like I said, I love his defense. I'm not blaming it solely on the defense, nor am I blaming it on the quarterback being out. You know what I mean? The quarterback is a very important part of this team. We all know that with Jalen and the running game. But I tell you one thing, right, and I'm going to say it again. I didn't want to play him last week a third time if we beat him. Now that we lost, I don't mind lining up playing him again. Get ready for January. It's going to be a hell of a game. You know, y'all got one. We got one. Now y'all coming back to Philly for the rubber match. And 9 times out of 10, the best teams win the series. And that's a 3-game series. I believe we'll beat these guys, down when we play them again in January.
I agree,
so, you
Chuck.
Know,
close
your heads up. We still got a Super Bowl contending team. Seriously, there's only 3 losses. We never was going to get the first seed anyway. Never. So, you know, just look at it like that. We got to go through the second seed. That's the bid we made. Now we got to lay in it.
Love it, Chuck, man. Good phone call. We appreciate it. So Chuck mentioned the pass rush there, Hugh, and the way they were rushing, kind of leaving the middle open for Jaden.
Yeah.
That caught me, like the way they were doing it. Also,
that was kind of undisciplined, though.
When Sweat was in and out, because I think he hurt his ankle at some point in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the first time since Brandon went down. And obviously, I haven't had Huff. Not that that's a huge thing, but he's a body, right? Like, it just felt like they didn't have enough pass rushers yesterday.
Well, I will say this to that. In a game like that, normally, and a quarterback playing against a quarterback of that caliber, you don't factor in getting a whole lot of sacks in a game like that.
Yeah, they didn't get near him, though, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because normally, and I don't know if they did this, but normally, save fences going back in the day when I played, we playing against Michael Vick. You want to try to keep them in the pocket. You want to try to keep them as contained as you possibly can. And you talk about the rush up the middle. That's because when you're playing a quarterback like that, you want to try to maintain lane integrity. And you could see there was a lot of plays where you saw ends would run up the field and run around the quarterback, and you saw the D tackles. One would be to the extreme left, and then one would be to the right. So it was like a natural hole because Jalen Carter's getting double teamed. And, you know, Jordan went out, I think he went out a little late in the game, but he got a little banged up. And now you're creating natural holes in there. And people talking about, well, why weren't the safeties or the DBs doing their job? They're in coverage.
Right.
They're in coverage. I think what happened was this, and it wasn't a huge factor in the last game, and this defense is fast. I think they underestimated his speed just a little bit. That's what
they
kind of felt like.
They may have. Yeah, and Kyle, like, there's a point where like they've done fine without BG, but you start losing people, and then when Sweat went out, it was like all they had was Nolan Smith and Jalex. And then I saw Charles Harris out there for the first time.
Which, like, you never really want to see.
Yeah, we're scraping towards the bottom of the pass rush.
So but the first thing Chuck brought up, I think, sort of perfectly illustrates my point. I mean, we didn't land on the context as to why this was happening, but Sirianni being a little bit conservative or less aggressive, you know, there was a pretty key moment in the game that might have been a big reason why the head coach wasn't as aggressive as he normally would be. And just to sort of illustrate what I mean, the Eagles were 3 for 16 on third down conversions, mm-hmm, in that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, how can we not see that the offense clearly did the defense little to no favors? And the ones where we were short, if it was fourth and one, we weren't tush-pushing,
so they,
right?
They like were these two or three on fourth, though, right? Kenny had two fourth-down throws.
But there were moments where they didn't go for it on fourth when they normally would have because they didn't trust Kenny Pickett in the tush-push and stuff like that.
I mean, 2 years ago we tried this with Gardner Minshew with the tush-push and then got stuffed against the Saints. So I get it. That the short yardage stuff, clearly that was the part you most missed, Jalen, right?
Like, three for 16 on third down conversions, that speaks directly to the fact that we were not able to possess the football as long as we should have. Even though they had for 36 minutes, they clearly, I just don't really know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could see it any other way, because if you're going to sit here and say,
they gave him 36 points.
Right, okay, that's awesome. But if you're, do you have big picture concerns about the defense?
No.
Okay. Well then, that tells me all I need to know. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. If you don't have big picture concerns about the defense letting up 36 points to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, then why is that? Because we had the backup quarterback and we didn't do our defense any favors.
I do have a question.
The defense had a bad day.
Yeah, they did. I do now have a question about their pass rush depth, because that they didn't get anywhere near the quarterback in the fourth quarter. That's the first time all year, like the first time in 2 months that they got, he had all day and he did whatever he wanted. And I also now, and we got here organically in the middle of this conversation, if the offense isn't doing its thing, which typically is possessing the football, converting third downs, as Kyle has mentioned, maybe the defense isn't quite to the point that they've looked all year. Maybe they have been aided more by the offense than what was obvious.
But that's okay, because we expect Hurts to be healthy, right? Well, so like we were only put in this position because the starting quarterback got injured.
Like,
no, it's true. That's a fact. This is the only time we've had to deal with, when we started this 10-game win streak, when everything changed, right? We all agree they're a completely different team after the bye week than before. This is the first time we've been faced with a situation like this on the defense, and it goes directly back to the fact that we weren't healthy on offense at the quarterback position.
Well, they didn't.
It's so clear.
They got okay quarterback play yesterday. I mean, they did. They got okay quarterback.
Not good enough.
But Jalen's also had games like this. The Panther game was just like this. But they got to play the Panthers that day, so they won the game.
Was Jalen having a game like that yesterday? No.
I don't know.
But you know
he was one of his first four throws.
No, he wasn't, Joe. They were marching down the field.
They had two short fields.
We can see exactly how this game would have went had Hurts stayed in.
We marched
the ball down the field, and we capitalized and scored touchdowns. The defense gets off. The Commanders don't have as many opportunities as they do. So simple.
But we're talking about this as if he played half the game and they were up three scores. When he left the game, it was 7-0. Nothing had happened yet.
Right the moment before he got injured, what were you saying to yourself? We're going to kick this team's ass.
And then
I think that was clear.
Pickett threw a touchdown. It's 14-0. Like, when Jalen went out, the first score, if I remember right, the Commanders had the ball and fumbled at midfield. Marching down the field, Jalen got the ball on the 50. They scored. Next possession, Jalen gets it on wherever it was, and then Kenny finishes the drive. He barely played yesterday.
6 points off of five Turnovers,
the defense,
guys.
Special teams discipline lost that football game. Derek and Paoli's up. What's up, Derek?
Yo, I'm gonna make 2 points before you cut me off, real quick, Joe and Hugh too. Like, the defense forced 5 turnovers, right?
Yes.
If we would have been finishing those drives, right, instead of kicking 3 points, like, even you saying they scored 22 points in the fourth quarter, they turned it over. They turned them over in the fourth quarter. Like, that game should have been put on ice, right? And I'm not saying it's all Kenny Pickett's fault, because Saquon had a key drop. AJ, he dropped some passes too, and the Devontae drop definitely hurt. But to just say the defense, like, is falling off because of those, like, it's easy to say that by the score, but the defense, that game should have been put on ice, man. And for you to sit up here and act like, I don't know what would have happened if Jalen Hurts played.
I never said
the defense fell off. I just said they didn't play well yesterday.
They didn't.
But Hugh, you played in the league, right?
Yes.
And you were a good player. So if you're on the Eagles defense and you keep turning these guys over, right, time after time after time, and all they keep doing is either punting it or getting 3 points, you're not going to be sitting over there like, damn, what these guys on offense?
Derek, let me tell you.
We didn't close this game out already.
Let me tell you, since you said, and you're right, you know what I would have said? We gave up 36 points. Because regardless of what the offense does.
At the end of the day, you might have said
no,
that.
No, Derek.
During the game, yes, I am.
Because you know what? At the end of the day, I did my job. I gave them the ball. What they do with it, that's on them. They gave you out of a couple of those turnovers, they gave you like 6 points, didn't they? They got a couple of those field goals, correct?
Yeah, we had the ball in the red zone.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. They gave you more points than you would have had if you didn't turn it over, correct?
Didn't Pickett throw a touchdown off a turnover on his first time in the game?
Hold on. Jalen got them down the field. Kenny vultured Jalen's touchdown. Yes, no. Jalen got hurt in the middle of that possession.
Get them down the field?
Yes! They were Washington's 21 when Kenny threw that touchdown.
It was a 26-yard run. Jalen Hurts got hurt on, bro. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm not glad that we lost, or I'm not glad that Hurts got hurt or whatever. But I just feel like for all the people out here that just make it seem like Saquon.
The Eagles took possession on the 43-yard line.
They were at the 21 when Kenny threw that touchdown.
Exactly.
Joe.
We make it sound like Jalen was marching from his own 5 to 95 yards.
No, but he'd been marching all game.
We didn't say that. It was a turnover. They forced a turnover right there, right?
Yeah, I think you guys are missing the point of how – I think you guys are using the turnovers the wrong way. You're missing the point of how bad
–
Hold on.
Derek,
I think you're missing the point of how bad the defense was. 5 possessions the Commanders gave away, right? They fumbled the ball away or intercepted. That means they had 13 on the day. So that means they had 8 more possessions where they didn't turn it over. They scored 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, but they were punting on some of those, and we turned it over on downs another one. There's more than just the 5 turnovers.
You're not listening.
No, you're not.
5 of 8 possessions, the Commanders didn't turn the ball over. They put the ball in the end zone. Do you realize how bad that is? 5 out of 8 times in the end zone?
Yo, because they had those extra opportunities. We were getting off the field after
a
minute.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
what do you mean? What happened?
Why can't you just say the defense was terrible yesterday? They were terrible.
They weren't done favors by the offense.
I'm not going to say they were terrible. The offense didn't – listen, before y'all cut me off, just listen. The Eagles' offense, right, it looks very whatever, but Jalen Hurts' importance to the Eagles' offense yesterday, it had to show everybody, especially you and Spike and Jack.
It's the wrong day. They scored. Ran for a 68-yard touchdown. You guys, you're nuts. He ran for a 68-yard touchdown with Kenny Pickett handing the ball. I understand.
What's that have to do with any – like, that's irrelovant, though.
Wait a second.
No, it's totally irrelevant.
The caller just said Saquon Barkley couldn't do anything without Jalen Hurts in the game.
Yo,
he ran for a 68-yard touchdown.
Joe, and then what did he – Joe, you admitted it earlier in the show. Saquon Barkley was not anywhere close to as effective as he had been. That's – directly due to the fact that Hurts wasn't in.
I agree. I said, yes, down to down, the run game was more stymied because there's no plus one, right? But we you can't also say he did nothing. Nope. He ran for a 68-yard touchdown.
The point is there's more context to why the defense didn't play well, and it's because the offense didn't help them and the special teams didn't help them. Defense is not number one on the list of why they lost. They were hurt by the other factors of the Eagles. They were.
Hugh, they still had 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Like, my goodness, guys. That's just...
22 points.
I don't know how we can ignore context anymore than we're doing.
Here's
it's making me insane.
The context.
It's not ignoring context. It's the reality. The defense gave up 36 points.
It's totally ignoring context.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
Kyle, provide me
any bit of context as to why the defense didn't play well yesterday.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I know to be factual. As a defender, as a former defender, you've been shutting teams down all year long.
Uh-huh.
And even though you don't care about what the offense is doing, there was a time when they played against the Baltimore Ravens where the Baltimore Ravens had the ball for the whole third quarter.
Someone explain to me, besides the special teams, the offense not helping them, why the defense didn't play well? Tell me why then.
Because they got beat, man.
Because CJ wasn't out there. The communication was down. This defense, you can't, say Jalen didn't get hurt. This defense played uncharacteristic yesterday because they had multiple penalties. They had too many men on the field penalties. When was the last time we seen this defense do that?
Guys, we're letting the defense off the hook.
Listen to what I'm saying, Kyle. This defense all year long has prided themselves on being fast and smart on the football field, correct?
Turned the ball over five times.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying just for 2 seconds. This defense, when they graded out, they probably graded out higher than any other unit because they had been making a whole lot of mistakes. Yesterday, they made a ton of mistakes. And part of that, and I'm not blaming him, but when CJGJ went out, you got guys back there that aren't used to working with the starters. There was a lot in that game yesterday. Hell, you got Slay going back in the game. They got 12 men on the field. There was a lot yesterday that led to this Eagles team losing. But the bottom line is this. They gave up 36 points.
So if you want to oversimplify it like that and say that they scored 33, they should win, the defense getting 5 turnovers should be enough to win.
But
we can go deeper into this.
5 turnovers. They allowed 36 points.
Oh, my. See, that... But
it actually makes it worse.
How does this? I don't understand how this is a registering. We're going in circles. Like, there's context to why they allowed 36 points.
One time yesterday, the offense set the Commanders up. One time. The way we're talking is the Eagles offense was throwing up all of themselves, not moving the football, and that's why
they were 3 for 16 on third down.
And they converted 2 fourth downs.
Oh my God.
They did. You're still on the
field.
But
they weren't even going for a lot of other fourth downs that they had opportunities to go for because they were being conservative.
215-592-9494. Let's all take a deep breath. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. What hit you from that game? I think the Jalen
Hurts
thing. We don't have to yell. The Jalen Hurts thing is oversimplifying it. The defense lost the game. The special teams lost the game. The undisciplined nature. We're glossing over things that could hurt them down the line. Right? Jalen's going to come back. The offense, if that's it, then there's no worries. But we're glossing over things that could be an issue down the line. And that is yesterday, a starting safety got ejected from the game because he can't compose himself. That's a problem. We'll tinker with the playoff machine following the results of yesterday's game, and we'll listen to the Commanders' locker room. Sounded like it might have been their Super Bowl, which is fun because it might set up a playoff matchup against these two teams in a few weeks. 215-592-9494 Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.